The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 22nd of June and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Laposta.
Hello Ben, thank you for having me as always.
Now, this week, Lorenzo and I have been discussing an extremely relevant topic, although one that's certainly slower moving than others we've previously discussed on the podcast. In fact, this topic starts at around the end of the First World War, when the US dollar first began to emerge as the global reserve currency of choice. But after 100 years of a reserve currency domination, questions are being asked about whether it's likely to continue. Lorenzo, what's prompted this uncertainty?
Well, Ben, when it comes to dominance of the US dollar, it's definitely a slower moving topic, as you say. But it's true that recently we've seen a lot of noise around the issue. And it's the most stable, liquid and widely accepted currency, and also has the privilege of being the currency of choice when it comes to central bank reserves or also international debt and global trade. This means that the dollar's relative presence is far larger than what the relative size of the US economy justifies. And in fact, about 88% of global currency exchanges involved the dollar on one side of the trade list. However, by some measures, this presence is actually declining. Over the past 20 years, the proportion of central bank reserves that are held in US dollars has been declining from about 71% 20 years ago to 58% as of the last reading. And more recently, the United States have been criticized for weaponizing their currency. Especially, you know, last year they were able to freeze $130 billion worth of Russian reserves held in US dollars as a retaliation for their invasion of Ukraine. So with geopolitical tensions rising, countries are becoming increasingly aware of their vulnerability to the US through their dollar holdings. And some countries are even calling for an alternative to end the dollar's reign as the go-to reserve currency. So, you know, already on a downward trend, and some are saying this could be the beginning of the end of the dollar's dominance.
Right. You said like how they're having to rely on the dollar and how that makes them vulnerable to the political whims of the US. But is there really any other alternative to the dollar?
Yeah, well, that's the issue, isn't it? You know, countries that are uncomfortable with the dollar's dominance need to find an alternative, right? So one that is often been mentioned is gold. Obviously, you know, we've been knowing gold for centuries. It's a highly liquid, widely accepted commodity, holds its value. And in fact, we saw some countries that as they saw the U.S. was willing to weaponize their U.S. dollar, that they started to increase their gold purchases in the central banks. But obviously, you know, gold is a commodity. It's not necessarily a stable currency. Another idea that has been floated, and apologies for the pun, is the Chinese yuan. China has emerged as a potential economic and political rival to the US, which is largely the cause of the tension between the two superpowers. And when Russia was cut off from the dollar, they turned to China and began holding the reserves in yuan. But that's still a bit of a long shot. The yuan only is about 2.7% of global currency reserves today. And it's likely that between the US and China, people still feel that the dollar is a safer bet.
Okay, so we've spoken a lot about how central banks and their reserves suggest that the dollar's influence is declining. But what about in other areas that you mentioned earlier? Is use of the dollar in, for example, global trade also declining?
Well, when it comes to global trade, which is something referred to as the second pillar of dollar dominance, the dollar is showing actually a lot more strength. About 80% of global trade is done in dollars, and efforts to undermine that dominance haven't really done well. One example is the opening of the Shanghai Energy Exchange in 2018. That was supposed to offer oil contracts exchange where all trades were settled in yuan rather than US dollars. Possibly another attempt by China to reduce their reliance on on dollars. But so far, the results have been pretty disappointing. Estimates suggest that only 5% of oil contracts traded are done using the yuan. So, there are concerns among markets that China's less developed financial system and institutions and capital controls pose just too much of a risk to trading yuan. So for now, that could mean that even with all the noise about ending the dollar's influence, that's probably here to stay for a long while still.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for the fantastic insight and looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you very much, Ben. Speak soon.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaint relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.